Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get off the air.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
Have you drunk? Come up with your hands up.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM and cable, always streaming live everywhere and anywhere on the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. I got a great show for you today. My name's Aaron, and yes, as always, I'm here till 1 o'clock. Got a mixed bag today. Got some 70s punk, some 90s punk, which I haven't played too often, and some 80s hardcore, and we got some newbies as well. So yes, if you got any requests, get them in, 604-822-2487, that is 604-UBC-CITR. We're going to spin back the clock, go into a time vault to about 32 years back. The song is older than some of you. It's by Slaughter and the Dogs, and it's called Where Have All the Boot Boys Gone.
Where are all the boys gone?
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
That's right. Quarter past the hour here on CITR 101.9 FM. The show you are tuned into is Generation Annihilation. And at the start of the set, we heard from Slaughter and the Dogs. Very early track, Where Have All the Boot Boys Gone? Yeah, that was recorded on the Do It Doggy Style album. Originally, and I knew it from the Burning Ambitions of Punk, a double LP compilation which came out on Anagram Records with a whole bunch of the other old punk classics, but that's what it originally came on, and 1977, and it took me about a good 20 years to discover that album, but hey, well worth the wait. It's a classic. Slaughter and the Dogs are great, followed with some Eater, going back to 79 later. Oh, no, this is from the first Eater album, 1976. It's from a double CD compilation thing. It's got the singles, and it's got Eater, the album, on it. We heard a track called 15, originally done by Alice Cooper. And then we got into the 90s with some Blank 77, Tanks and Pogoed. Blank 77 out of New Jersey, and currently residing in the Where Are They Now category. We heard a track called Voids, and we followed with some New Bomb Turks out of Cleveland, Ohio, Information Highway Revisited, going back to 1994. We heard a track called If I Only Could, and we ended things off with the U.S. Bombs, going back to the late 90s, I'll say. Yeah, 1997, from Nevermind, The Open Minds, here's the U.S. Bombs on Alive Records. And the track we heard was called Neverland. So, let's get into some more tunes, shall we? Let's get into some Narcoleptic Youth with a track called Barbie in Bondage on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM.
Bobby and Bonnie, it's like my mom. Bobby and Bonnie. think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM started that set all off with Narcoleptic Youth. From the Airplay release on Doctor Strange Records, we heard a track called Barbie in Bondage, followed with the TVs, one of my favorites of this year, from their self-titled release on Trendsetter Records. We heard a track called I Can Wait, and yes, the TVs into the studio and recording a new release, probably coming out this year. I got to see them last Sunday. They're still a mean trio, to say the least. And we followed with some more Narcoleptic Youth, also from the Airplay release, Double Jointed Circus Monkey. Followed with some Bootlicker from Seattle, Washington. 100 Proof was the name of the release, and the name of the track was called Round and Round. Followed with Standard and Poor from the Filthy Basement Screams release. Heat Crusher Baby was the name of the track, and put out by the band themselves. And we followed with The Rotten, another one of my favorites of this year, Enemy of the State. We heard a track called What the Fuck. So, yes, it's 12:30. Little after 12:30, let's get into some blood clots.
Follow with the fight, it turns the rate of daylight, it turns the blood.
Sometimes when I look at people and I see nothing worth liking.
From Exploited, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. At the start of the sets, we heard from the Blood Clots out of Seattle, Washington, their latest on SOS Records. Let This Be Your Reveille. We heard a track called Rule of Thumb, following with The Ejected, an 80s UK act. From Dagenham, England, we heard a track called Army Song, and that was from their second release called Spirit of Rebellion, and you can also find it on the CD we just heard, The Best of the Ejected, on Captain Oi Records. Yeah, it came out in 1999, this compilation. I think the group got back together to record some songs about this time, too, and there's four of them recorded here as well. And the Soldier Dolls followed from Wales, this record release, 81 to 85. We heard a track called Rising Crime, and yeah, this is on Pure Punk Records out of Italy. Yeah, 81 to 85 is the name of the release. And yeah, Soldier Dolls, which later relocated to Ontario, Canada, where they just recorded not too long ago. And followed with The Intensives on Longshot Music. We heard a track called Terror Resistance. It's with their split with Panic Attack and the Intensives out of Edmonton, Alberta, like I said. So, yeah, it's about 50 minutes too, and right about now we're going to get into a demo feature band from Toronto, Ontario called Sick Error. And, yeah, might hear all four tracks. It was recorded June 2009. And here we go. This is a track called Entitlement. We'll be right back.
101.9 CITR.
And yes, we just heard a four-track demo from Sick Error out of Toronto, Ontario. We heard them do Entitlements, Spit It Out, Bent, and Lonely Hell. And as I said, this was recorded June 2009 by Ian Wilkinson and Sick Era's Gina, Paul, Eric, and Brad. And yeah, you can find out more about them www.myspace.com/sickerror or email them at sickerrorhardcore@gmail.com. And yeah, I got about another 10 minutes in the show. We're going to hear an act right now. They played here last week. I didn't go, but apparently they were raging. They are Hatred Surge, and this is them.
To Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. In that last set, we heard two 7-inch releases. We heard from Hatred Surge out of Texas doing a track called Isolated Human. It's their latest on Painkiller Records, and we then heard from Tipper's Gore on Flat Black Records, Unsettling Loss. We heard the track called Talk For Me. And before I get out of here, I'm going to mention some shows going on in our fine city. Tonight, at the Cobalt, 917 Main, we got the Goalers, Mus Pelheim, and Troll Band. Tonight at the Railway Club, we got Captain Dehab and the Strugglers, Uptown Riot, the Kettle Black, and the Rothschilds. Tomorrow at the Commodore Ballroom, we got the Reverend Horton Heat and the Necromantics. July 14th, part of Boosh Tuesdays, we got Burn in Hell, the Repukes, and the Receptionists. Next Friday at the Cobalts, we got Mass Grave, Jaws, Hell and Reason. And also the same night before the Cobalt show, you might want to get yourself over to the Rickshaw Theater at 254 East Hastings for an all-ages event with Cambridge, Loose Tooth, Jones Bones, and the Impeders of Progress. Next Saturday at Pat's Pub, we got the Spectres, and at the Astoria, 7-inch release for the Beelines. They'll be playing with the Famines and the New Values. And the same night at the Commodore Ballroom, this is sold out, although I wasn't going anyways, Social Distortion and Civet. October 1st, Motorhead will be playing here at the Commodore with Nashville Pussy and the Reverend Horton Heat, and I'm told that that's sold out, and I'm really bummed. So yes, if you'd like to check out our playlist online, www.streetpunkradio.com, you can download the podcast of this show at www.citr.ca. And yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. We got Power Chord up next with Jeff the Metal Pimp and Metal Ron. And we're going to play some metal, which will take you into Power Chord nicely. This is a band from Toronto, I believe, and it's on Earache Records. Thanks to my friend James, who introduced me to this band here. They're called Cauldron. And we're going to hear a track called Axe Cross. The name of the release is called Into the Cauldron on Earache Records. Like I said, stay tuned for Power Chord up next. We'll be right back.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM UBC Radio in Vancouver.
This is Joel Grime from Toxic Holocaust. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Let's do drugs.
Welcome to Parkour on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff sitting for this week's show with
Metal Ron once again.
Here we go. We're going to get the show started off. First and foremost, before we start the show off, actually, I'm going to wish a buddy of mine, Sat, and Natalie, they're getting married today. So congrats to the both of you. And yes, I will be there at the wedding. Don't worry. I'm just going to do the show just for a bit, and then Ron will take over for the rest of the show. So anyways, congratulations to both of you. And I'm going to start off the set here with a little bit of James Murphy, which I haven't played him in a long, long time. And this morning I was just thinking, what should I be playing, you know, thinking about preparing for the wedding and whatnot for my buddy. James Murphy seems about right. Here we go. This is from the album Convergence, track called Since Forgotten.